This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we get to spend our time visiting with a sixth-generation farmer from southern Illinois. Jim Eckert of Eckert Orchards recently attended the Illinois Specialty Growers Conference in Springfield, and it just so happened that we were sitting at the same lunch table. We struck up a conversation, which led to me asking him to do an interview, and this was the result.
Eckert's got started as German immigrant farmers back in the 1830s. So by now I'm generation six, and we've been farming ever since. Obviously it changes over time, and now it's primarily tree fruits and small fruits.
Obviously, I'm familiar with where you're located, being from Litchfield. It's pretty close to home for me, but Belleville area, talk to us about where you're located and what you have to offer there.
We're located at Belleville, Illinois. We have multiple locations in the Metro East, so we heavily depend on St. Louis traffic. And I guess we could characterize ourselves as entertainment or fun farmers because we grow the crops, but we also try and entertain people and feed them when they're on site.
So I imagine it's grown over the years. You said it started because of some immigrant farmers, and now it's obviously expanded from there. So talk to us about some of the changes that have happened.
Some things are constant. We've been on the roadside selling stuff for over 100 years. What got added to the mix was the idea of letting people harvest crops, go to the field themselves. And that started in the mid to late 60s and continues to this day. Every crop we grow, you can go out and touch it.
That's pretty exciting. And when we think about agritourism, which is a topic of this conference, that's important. That's what people like to do, I guess, and get that experience.
It's a driver for a whole lot of families, trust me. And we are family-oriented, people with small children. We can hold them pretty tight until they get to junior high. Then they're not quite as interested.
So, Jim, you said you're semi-retired now, but before retirement, talk to me about what your role was with Eckert's.
My role was to grow crops. And we have a wide variety of crops because we expanded from fruits into some small acreages of vegetables. And, of course, pumpkin is a mainstay of any fall entertainment farm. That's the complexity of it, is growing all these crops and deciding each day what must happen. Timeliness is everything.
So how did you learn how to do that? I imagine years of experience come into play, but did you go to school and want to do this?
Well, I'm a good land-grant guy and graduated from University of Illinois and went to graduate school in Michigan State, where there's a much larger fruit industry. So developed some good basic knowledge, a real catalog of folks who I've kept in touch with over the years, mixed that together with experience, and here I am.
You mentioned a few of the challenges from your job, but I think about orchards, things pop up every growing season, every year. So obviously you're faced with challenges from the weather, diseases, insects. Talk to us about some of those challenges.
These are high-risk crops, and if they are perennial crops, peach and apple, of course, being perennials, oftentimes you make mistakes that you can live with for a long time. So I'm fond of saying this isn't radishes 50 days from seed to harvest, so mistakes can be chronic and lingering. What are the troubles? This is a climate that is humid and hot in the summer. That gives you disease problems on all kinds of crops when you get the humidity and rainfall. The other big problem, I think, for specialty crops is called labor. That is, who's going to do this field work in the heat of summer? Who's going to prune these trees when it's 10 degrees outside and the wind's blowing? And so the labor force to do this, I think, is a problem that's widespread in this industry.
I assume you've got to have the labor in your business to be successful. So do you have local people that work for you? Do they come from miles away? How do you solve the labor problem?
For labor in farming, we utilize a program called H2A. This is a program formed by legislative action, administered by the United States Department of Labor, whereby you can bring in a force, let's say offshore. For us, our workforce is Hispanic and comes from Mexico. They come into the States for a maximum of 10 months, return after the season is over.
That prompts me to ask more questions about that. Do you have the same workers return year after year? Do they change?
I don't think we're any different from any other business. Experienced help is to be much prized. So I think that informs how you would treat a labor force and manage it, because you want to encourage that and cut the training time down.
Makes perfect sense when you say it like that. Jim, it's been great talking with you. I guess maybe a final question I might have about Eckerd's. I'd asked you about the changes that have occurred. How big are you now, employees, acres? How big is Eckerd's?
Acres doesn't mean too much in specialty crops. It's more intensive kind of farming. So we're not the 3,000-acre farmer that's pretty common in the Corn Belt. However, the employee list, that can be pretty long. It's seasonal. And in our peak moments in September and October, we would have, well, for the year, we would issue over 500 W-2s.
Jim Eckerd currently serves as president of the family business, and if you'd like to learn more about their locations or things they have to offer, you can visit Eckerd's.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.